Several thousand protesters gathered in Amman, Jordan on Friday to demand political change. Nathan Morley reports.
The demonstration comes less than a day after the King, Abdullah II, dissolved the country's parliament and called for early elections next year. The peaceful rally called for constitutional reforms, with protesters complaining that the King has too much power. They demanded that representatives be able to run for election in a democratic system rather than under the King's control. Musa Shidwiwi is from the Center for Strategic Studies.
This is a tactic that was used by the opposition and also emerging groups in Jordan. We have new movements that emerge, especially in the governorate, political young people who are dissatisfied with the situation, why we have it? We have it because people want change.
Many people say the economy in Jordan is hurting and too many people cannot afford the high cost of living and are being burdened by high inflation. Unemployment is too high, they said, and young people especially are without work. The complaints have been echoed for some time in Jordan and gained steam when the Arab Spring began to sweep North Africa and the Middle East in 2010 and 11. Popular uprisings in Tunisia, Egypt and Libya have ousted long-time leaders from power. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.